South Sudan's prison service authorities say inmates at prison facilities across the country were facing critical food shortages after suppliers stopped deliveries to prison due to unpaid arrears. General Fidele Mujuk, the acting director general of Wau Central Prison, says the lack of funds and the need to rehabilitate the inmates prompted the authorities to promote farming in Wau.
The size of the farm last year was 90 fedans, but today for sure I am going to 200 fedans. Last year we were having 120 bags of groundnuts and 100 bags of dura. When there is no food, like 2 months ago, the contractors were failed to provide food. So we took some of our dura and groundnuts here to the prison to feed the prisoners.
Majuk says large-scale farming at the correctional facility is aimed at equipping the inmates with agricultural skills to enable them to become productive when they rejoin their communities. He says the UN mission in South Sudan and UN Food and Agriculture Organization are supporting prison facilities in its large-scale farming. Joseph Banda is an advisor with UNMISS attached to prison service in Wau. Banda says engaging in food production provides inmates with an opportunity to learn new skills.
UNMISS has identified that there are some gaps within the prison service where they need help. And one of the areas is the area of food security. So we have come up with a project that is UNMISS together with the Food and Agriculture Organization to help develop prison farms. So that the prisons can be self-reliant in terms of food production. Once this becomes a success, the plan is to roll it out to other parts of the country.
Mohamed Tapikul Islam is the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, or UNFAO, field office in Wau. Islam says the innovative approach will improve food security at correctional facilities.
If they can get every year good production, they can get the nutritious food from this farm. And additional food they can sell to the market, and they can use there for own daily purposes. That's why this is the main objective, because this land, this is the resource. If we utilize properly, they can get more production and they can survive very nicely, and their food security will be improved for them.
UNFAO provides the prison farm in Wau with seeds, ox flours, and other tools, as well as guidance on food farming practices like line planting. Gerald Majuk says the number of inmates within the Wau Central Prison continues to grow, adding prison was originally designed to host 200 inmates. But the facility now accommodates 800 inmates. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.